gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Everybody knows that this show is not approved by the FDA. Heck, that's why you listen to it. That's why I do it. And there are other things out there that are not approved by any government agency anywhere. So maybe you want to pay attention to them. Maybe there's legitimacy to them. In fact, there probably is. If the government doesn't like it. Right now to join me with a story like this is Christopher Key. Chris, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How are you doing today, Robert?
All right. You heard what I said there. Do you do things that are approved by government?
Not at all. Everything we do hasn't been approved by any government standards whatsoever.
That might be why we're talking here. And it's interesting. There was a Jonathan Ebor, my dear friend, who's an FDA attorney that nails the FDA all the time. He said that they did an internal study, the FDA, that the stronger the claim, let's say the admonition from the FDA, if you have like a health claim, right? You're not a drug, but you're health. This is not worth it. The stronger the disclaimer, the more the people will believe that it's a legitimate product. So it backfired on the FDA. They wanted to say, you know, something doesn't work, and then if you do that, the people believe that it does. So it's interesting how the FDA is trying to backpedal. That's another story. But for you, you're dealing with a controversial area, professional athletics, sports, bodybuilding, muscle building, not anabolic steroids, of course, because we don't endorse that here, but some interesting technologies to help people.
Well, yeah, the name of our company is SWATS, which is Sports with Alternative Steroids. We are the most controversial supplement company in the world, Robert. We've been banned by the National Football League. We've been banned by the PGA. We've been banned by Major League Baseball, all because we allow athletes to compete without using drugs, without using chemicals, and without having surgery. And because we've done it on such a large, large scale, the major organizations, the major powers to be, have done everything they can to shut us up and shut us down. I mean, it's been a very fun ride, but it keeps getting better and better. We got all these major athletes to start speaking out about these things, and when you get all these athletes to start talking about this, talking about these different modalities that work, the people start listening. And if the people start listening, the people start stop buying prescription drugs and start using these modalities, they lose big, big money. And that's what's caused so many controversies with what we're doing. We were talking earlier about the antler velvet. That's been one of the major issues we've had is IGF-1 is a banned substance. But IGF-1 in our product is a completely, totally natural substance. Again, you know about antler velvet. We have antler that we, deer that we harvest out of New Zealand. We freeze dry, extract it out. It's completely, totally natural IGF-1.
Right. Well, you're not isolating the IGF-1, are you? I mean, you're taking the whole thing that comes from the velvet, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's more like a food.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. But it's completely, totally natural. And the sad part is the NFL feeds all their athletes in the training table milk and meat, okay, which is all...
Yeah, steroid-laced, antibiotic-laced. I mean, we're not talking free-grazing, grass-fed beef here.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And this is completely, totally natural, and because of that, they've made it now a banned substance. And now we've really made them even more mad because now we've combined the antler velvet with the colostrum, and this has really upset them. You know, you thought the stuff about milk was bad. You know, now they're going after us for the colostrum. You know, but again, we know we're over the bullseye because they keep coming at us harder and harder because these technologies work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, what is it that athletes are seeing that are utilizing the deer velvet antler? I mean, I've talked about it over the years because there are natural growth factors. We're not talking about creating, monster Arnold Schwarzeneggers with anabolic synthetic stuff, though. This is, like I said, it's coming in as a whole food.
Right. Well, what the athletes have been able to see is a gain in lean body mass. They've been able to increase their endurance, rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate tissue. And on the field, this translates to better performance. but it's completely, totally safe and effective. You know, everything we did went back to the Mitchell Report. Are you familiar with the Mitchell Report?
A little bit, but refresh everybody for us.
The Mitchell Report was put together by Congressman Mitchell that said there was a problem with anabolic steroids.
Right.
Okay? And we went to him and said, look, you've identified there's a problem. We need to educate these athletes, but we need to give them an alternative. And that's what we did. We gave them an alternative, but because it worked so well, because we got so many of these major athletes to start speaking out on this, they've done everything they can to shut us up and shut us down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, who's behind this, though? I mean, is it, you know, I usually see an FDA thing. Now you're telling me professional athletic associations like NBA and Major League Baseball, and you know, these are private entities. Why would they be against this?
My understanding is if you start digging deep enough, you'll realize that the big pharma has a huge, huge stance or owning in the NFL.
They do a lot of drugs there. Big Pharma, FDA-approved drugs.
Yes, sir, they did.
So by utilizing, for instance, the SWATs, were they able to reduce their reliance on some of these medicines, drugs? Is that your suspicion?
It's not a suspicion. It's a fact. These athletes were able to use their chips, to use the antler velvet, and they didn't have to take the cortisone. They didn't have to take the cortisol. They didn't have to get the Lortab, the Oxycontin.
Uh-huh.
And when these athletes start telling the people, hey, this stuff works, the people start listening. And if the people start listening, they quit buying those pharmaceutical drugs, Big Pharma loses money. And the biggest thing they could do is make all these athletes disassociate from us. And if they did not disassociate, they would be suspended from the league.
Has there been any legal action against these leagues for banning a legal supplement?
As of right now, we haven't filed suit. That's something we're looking at. We don't want it to have to come to that. That's why we went back and identified a new problem. The new problem the NFL has right now is concussions.
Big time, yeah. That's huge. The Players Association, I think, and certainly the retired players, all suffering and not getting the care that they need. So what are they doing to protect the players now?
As of right now, they're not doing anything. They're trying to come up with better helmets and better equipment and whatnot. But we've presented a problem, and now we've given them the solution. We've been working with athletes like Joe DeLamaliro, Tony Dorsett, Charles Haley, and we've done some amazing things with their concussions. Again, I'm not a medical doctor. I do not practice medicine without a license. But we're hoping the NFL will get on board with this and let the NFL be the ones to be the heroes to give them the solution.
But tell me, what is it that, for instance, the SWATS product that you have, you been told by doctors or anything, what is happening that is helping these folks? I mean, I'm not asking you to be a doctor. Just let me know what they're relating to you.
Well, basically what's going on here is the tablet we have that's enteric coated is able to bypass the small intestines. Bypass the stomach,
right,
into the small intestines, and it's able to begin to heal the brain. Okay. How all that's going on, again, I'm just a dumb jock, but all my athletes, when they've went and gotten their MRIs and had their brain studies done, all the damage that was there before is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had one guy named Big Daddy who was an MMA wrestler who couldn't remember his name. Okay, couldn't remember his name from time, and within 13 days now, he can have a complete total conversation with you now and go outside and cut his grass.
So the product we're talking about, I think I have it here. Oh, it's right under this book. By the way, we're recording this at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, and we had some transmission issues. That's why it's playing today, but it's just as valuable as the day we've done it here. This neurotropin, and colostrum, antler velvet, colostrum enteric coated tab, astragalus, a form of ginseng as well, and I mean, this could do some good work for people. Again, the FDA has not banned it. It's sold as a supplement. You're not making drug claims.
Not at all.
But these private organizations that are somehow tied in, there must be drug kickbacks in these professional leagues with these. I mean, how else would you explain this if they were really interested in helping their athletes?
I can't explain it. I mean, again, when we first identified this problem 8 years ago, we thought we would be on everybody's side because it was a problem. We gave them the solution. But because we gave them the solution, we've now been the most controversial supplement company in the world and banned by all these organizations. I mean, it makes no sense to me, but again, I began to go down that rabbit hole and began to realize that there's some very powerful people that don't like people getting healthy without using drugs, chemicals, and surgery.
Yeah, well, we know that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's been a big issue long term. So how do people find out more about the SWATs? So let's say they have maybe, you know, kids in school, or I mean, say for high schoolers. I mean, this is not a drug.
Not at all. And that's one of the biggest things we're trying to do is we've helped the major athletes, but we want to get to the mom and pops that want their 13, 14, 15-year-old child to not have those concussions. and also the high school ball player. The simplest way to go check things out and go watch some of the videos, and we have all the research is on the website. The website is SWATS, S-W-A-T-S, team, T-E-A-M.com, SWATSteam.com. Anybody that wants to call me directly, I love to answer questions. My direct cell is 205-936-9803.
Give that out again.
That's 205-936-9803.
So if you know any professional or even amateur or collegiate athletics and you want to utilize this, it is something that I don't know. Has the NCAA had an opinion on this yet?
Right now, the NCAA as an organization has not had an opinion. We have been banned officially by the University of Alabama, the University of Auburn, and the University of LSU.
So if you're a University of Georgia fan, get your college players on this. They'll have an advantage.
Well, and the cool thing with this, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but I'm from Alabama. Okay, the last three national championships, you know where they came out of?
Yeah, the state of Alabama.
State of Alabama. And we've got all the evidence that we've worked with all three of those teams the last 3 years. And that's what we'll be coming out here in September in Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
So any of your listeners want to check that out, Sports Illustrated in September, they can read all about what we've been doing in collegiate football.
Right. Fascinating stuff here. So check it out, SWATS Team. S-W-A-T-S-T-E-A-E. I can't even speak. SWATSTEAM.com. SWATSteam. And again, the numbers there, we'll have it listed in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Chris, I'd like to check back with you, especially when that Sports Illustrated issue hits. This is going to be a big, big news.
It's going to be a big cover story, and hopefully it'll blow the lid off everything.
Well, we'll check it out. You check it out online at robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know we are not afraid to tread where Big Pharma, FDA, they're afraid to go. We go there all the time. And right now we're going to do that as well on the issue of AIDS and rethinking that AIDS and the dissidence of those who acknowledge the real science behind it. My dear friend Liam Schaff, author of Official Stories, common co-host. No, he's not common. He's uncommon. But he's here a lot. We love him. Liam Schaff joins me now, also welcoming all the way from Europe, Joan Shenton, who was at a major dissident conference in the south of France to give us an update on what's going on out there, as well as a new film we're going to want you to know about. Stand by for that. But first, Liam Schaff, welcome back to the show.
I'm feeling very average.
Yeah, you're uncommonly calm. No, I won't even go there. But guess what? We're so excited. We have Joan Shenton on with us.
I know.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello. It's so good to be on your show. And I'm just back from France where we had the most fascinating conference. It was so different in a funny way because there were a lot of very young people there who were very well informed but wanted more information. And then on the other end there was Etienne de Haven and me, the older ones, Professor Etienne de Haven. And then there was ample opportunity, you know, to discuss and in the village square. We were just all in the village square, outside the bar there. We just talked and talked and talked and then went in for the sessions and came out and talked and went in for the sessions. The weather was beautiful. The sun shone. The wine flowed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It sounds like a romantic dissident conference. How interesting. Now,
it was. Oh, yes. And let me tell you, Georg Vinzingeroder, he actually drove down to France with a geodesic tent, and they built a shower with camouflage, and everybody who arrived slept there for free. The conference was free, and they all said they felt very comfortable in their tent, their geodesic dome.
Now, let me just bring everybody up to speed briefly. If you're just listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time, there are a whole group of scientists and people around the world that have questioned the cause of the immune deficiency syndrome known as AIDS, and we are among them. And, of course, Joan Shenton has done a lot over the years in the media, including her new film, Positively False, based, I guess, somewhat on the book Positively False. And they had a major conference. What we're seeing here, and Liam, you've been writing about this. You appeared in the movie that we've talked about so many times as well that our dear friend did, but we'll talk about that. The younger generation not beholden the same way to the so-called pseudoscientists that claim HIV causes AIDS. This is what we're seeing now, a generational shift.
Me?
Yes.
Young people?
Yes, they're starting to question it. They don't worship the scientists the same way. I mean, some do, but...
I was almost a young person when I started this. What happened? I'm 41. Where did the time go? I mean, I felt like a kind of a kid when I started this. It was 10 years ago. So I want to hear more about, I mean, I'm angry and jealous now that you were in the south of France and I wasn't, but go ahead. Where were you?
Okay, Liam, I took your book with me and everyone was trying to grab it out of my bag because one of the things, you know, that was being discussed is that we need new approaches to this dissidence and that I said, as you know, that your approach is different. You know, it has huge amounts of humor. I don't know how you do it. So, you know, I was waving it around. I'm just hoping lots of people will buy it. That was one thing. The other thing is Robert Crumb was there, you know, the
artist.
Yeah, the artist, the famous cartoonist. And who else was there? There was Dr. Nancy Banks, author of the book Opium, Diamonds, AIDS and something. Gosh, I haven't got the title exactly right. And she was very interesting because she's a graduate, a medical, an MD graduate from Harvard. And she was talking about ways of identifying any problems with the immune system if we, you know, accept the immune system exists as it is described to us. And she said that what we need to do to find out what kind of deficiencies we may have, because everyone is individual, is to ask for things like cysteine, glutamine, urea, and lipoic acid to be checked by privately, which is not cheap, but you can get it privately checked at a laboratory, and then ask a friendly doctor, what's called a holistic doctor, to assess where your particular deficiency is. I say this because I found that very interesting, just, you know, different ways of assessing your state.
Yes, Joan, it's exciting to hear that, because this is something that those in the holistic physician and non-physician crowd understand in a general sense about health and healing, but had not been applied because there was an abandonment of a medical common sense when it came to the issue of AIDS and HIV.
Yeah, you're right. There was that abandonment, but she thinks that this could be very constructive and a way ahead. Felix de Vries also spoke on ways of reconstituting the immune system. His work through the Burn Study Group has been enormous, and there's a website there, and I haven't got it on me, but it's called Uma Frapp something. And Felix de Vries, D-E and then F-R-I-E-S. You can Google and see the very, very important work that group has done.
Yeah, I like Felix's papers. He's looking at the gut. I like what you were just saying about looking at metabolic processes rather than the stuff they made up in the 70s and then applied to the AIDS thing in the 80s, which Nancy has written about, you know, measuring T cells, one subset of white blood cells, which is frankly signaled from inside of the gut anyway. So the AZT, which, you know, destroys the bone marrow, quickly destroys the intestine. So you're not going to be making a lot of important cells after you destroy the intestine. And that's all research that everybody, even the mainstream, understands that now. I don't know. I don't know how they keep the ship floating down. It's really just going down Broadway. It's not even in water anymore. They just push it down. It's afloat. I don't know. I think people carry it on their shoulders. The AIDS thing, there's no more science to the HIV part of it. The AIDS thing is immune deficiency. It's all understood to be in the gut, in the intestine, in the liver. And it's certainly not a virus. I mean, it's just everything else you do to the body. So how do they keep going? I guess I talk about that in the book. I think they keep it going by fear and shame and guilt, and how many gay men did the gay community participate in killing is a very sad question to ask.
Yes, Liam, and what I didn't do was mention the title of your book, which is Official Stories, and I do recommend it. And what you mentioned about subset is very important. You know more about it than me, but it's analyzing the subsets of what? You help me.
Of white blood cells. So you have B cells and T cells, and they decided, they just fixated on one.
Yeah.
Dave Raznick pulled out a paper called OKT4, OKT3, and all that. And this was written in 81 or something, and it said, why are we measuring these subsets? What is it going to show? We're going to show that they go up, then they go down. And if you smoke, they go down, then they go up. And if you take a run, they go up, then they go down. So it was always...
Stand by, guys. Liam Sheff, Joan Shenton, on with me right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking about the dissonant side of AIDS that you need to hear about. The power to heal is yours on this show. We're going to talk more about it on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If you're just joining us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where have you been? Well, if you missed anything, don't worry. The archives are up. They're linked at robertscottbell.com. We're joined now again by Joan Shenton. And she's got a major new film, we think it is, and we believe it. It's wonderful, called Positively False. And we have the links. I've added new links to the show notes at robertscottbell.com at positivelyfalsemovie.com. Also, we're with Liam Sheff here with his new book, Official Stories. Joan, Positively False Movie. Tell us about it, and I'm sure everybody's going to want to get it.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. This is a film we put together last year. It's still not out there fully. We've had several screenings of it. It runs 55 minutes or 94 minutes, and it pulls together 25 years of the history behind the challenge to the virus AIDS hypothesis. We went up to the Sheffield Film Festival just 2 weeks ago. It's a very big documentary film festival, and we met up with someone who is suggested that we distribute this because we can't, to be honest, we can't find a buyer who will, a broadcaster who will put it out, and we can't find, what are we looking for, an agent, an official agent, because the agents have to sell to the broadcasters, and it's just too controversial. But we can distrify it, and this is a new way of doing things, whereby we offer the film out on the internet, and then anyone can buy it for a small amount, I hope, and view it, and then they can share by clicking green on one of the buttons you get, and then you can set up your own site and distrify it to your friends and charge a fee for that, and then you can keep a percentage of that fee.
Nice.
And if we can set up 100 sites, personal and public, there's a chance of getting something out there. Forgive the word, but they call this viral distribution.
Yes, I know. They're utilizing it. And, of course, we're learning all about what viruses are and are not. Every year we cover the controversy here. And Liam, this is the thing. The people are marketing your book for you. And this is a wonderful thing as well. And that's the thing I'd like to see here with this film.
Yes. Well, there, you know, I'll talk with Joan off here. There are other ways to go. I've definitely set up that at my site.
Have you?
For the film. I'll definitely set up that at my site. But well, I'll talk with Joan up there. There's some ways to get it pressed and distributed that don't really cost very much, so you can sell a hard copy too.
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. Now, what I'm seeing and hearing here, Joan and Liam, is like you guys have been at this for many years. I've been broadcasting about these realities about what age is, what it isn't for many years. Now, as with this new conference that just happened in the south of France, as Joan is telling us, the young people are questioning it like in numbers that we've never seen before. So they will not be able to hold the construct, the orthodoxy on AIDS with HIV, much longer, although they've held it much longer than we would have considered based on what we know of the reality.
Well, Robert, I just put up a little short video of us talking at the Health Freedom Expo about the lineage, you know, from HTLV-1 to HPV. I don't think a lot of people know that this is the same construct that is now dooming a lot of children, a lot of people's daughters to these terrible Cervarix and Gardasil. It's the same crap science. It's the same HTLV cancer doesn't cause virus, virus doesn't cause cancer lack of science. So they've sort of run this a long way by keeping it in, I don't want to say clandestine, but in circumscribed communities. They keep them fenced in. But now they've jumped the fence and they're sort of doing it to everybody. You know, oh, HPV, the virus that causes cancer, is totally based on Robert Gallo. It's based on HTLV-1, which is the code word for the bad science he did that was called HTLV-3, which they converted just as a brand name to HIV. So they've jumped the fence, and I think that the more people they impact with their lousy science, of course, the more people wake up and go, well, not for me, thanks, I'm off.
No. By the way, I'm adding that link to that YouTube video of Liam Schaff, Robert Scabell talking about the HIV to HPV to HTLV-1, all of that stuff. So check it out online at robertscottbell.com. More with Joan Shenton and Liam Schaff coming up. After the break, say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. We'll be right back.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're tired of being lied to by officials and their official stories, then you'll want to get Liam Sheff's new book, Official Stories, as well as you'll want to view the new documentary film, Positively False, by Joan Shenton and crew, and it's amazing. We want to get you plugged into that, so we'll have more links, but I've added additional links as we were right on the break in real time at robertscottbell.com in today's show notes, and Joan Shenton continues along with Liam. Joan, what else can you share about this so-called dissident conference in the south of France that we, next time, we want to go to, don't we, Liam?
Oh, Robert, you and Liam have to come. I mean, it was the idea of Martin Barnes, who's a member of Rethinking AIDS, of the board of Rethinking AIDS. He'd long wanted to gather people in this village, which is a medieval village in the middle of the south of France, near Avignon and near the old Roman aqueduct, which is called Pont du Gard, which is supposed to be one of the eight wonders of the world. So there you are. We all landed up there. And what was good also was that there were two or three really good journalists there, because we need them. And one of them was called Rachel, and I think, I haven't got her surname, but I think it's Spratt. And she's written this really amazing set of articles in a magazine called Nexus, N-E-X-U-S, March, April 2012, number 79 is the issue. And she's written, really, half of the magazine is devoted to the AIDS debate. It's like an historic look at the whole thing. And she was at the conference, and she's going to write more. And then there was another young journalist called Priska, who's also going to do some major features in on the network, on a website called Ouverture, I think. So, you know, we're going to get the word out there. There's another generation of journalists coming up. Isn't that good, Liam?
I thank God, because all I want to do is go to the south of France and sit on the rocky beaches. What city were you in? What village were you in?
We were in the village of Vers, they say, V-E-R-S,
yeah.
Right? Pont du Gard. Bridge of the God, which must be the old Roman name. And then right. There were some beautiful, well, you have to drive an hour to the sea, where there are, you know, beautiful fishermen's villages and fisherwomen's villages. And then there's the Camargue on the way, which is full of all those white horses of the Camargue, which is the region where the French gypsies live. Have you ever seen those horses, the white horses of the Camargue?
I may have in pictures. I spent some time in the, a little time running around the south of France when I was in my 20s, and it, I miss it a lot. it's one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Second that, Liam. Boy, what Cannes and Thieves. I mean, the beautiful women, we were just, our eyes were falling out of our heads at the time. Oh, my gosh, yes. What memory.
The sun and the beautiful food and the open markets and the old Roman squares. I mean, these are ancient.
Yeah.
You know, Nice was Nicaea. It's an ancient Roman city. Even Paris was a Roman settlement. I love, who doesn't love that part of the world? I guess some people don't, but better for me.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice to be able to travel into regions and areas where there's so much more awareness about the real cause of health and the real cause of disease, as opposed to the made-up pharmaceutical construct that enslaves people and drives them into a state of decay and ultimately iatrogenic death, as we've seen over the span of the so-called AIDS meme.
But France is, you know, impacted by Codex Alimentarius, and it's difficult. You know, I have some expatriate friends who live over there, and I'm hearing about how they can't grow certain herbs in their garden because the French commissioners say, no, that can be used for medicine. So that the fight is on there, too. But listen, let's have a conference in maybe a month. Let's have another conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell that to Martin.
Yes, see you in September. It's a great time to be
goodness.
In the south of France.
By the way, a reminder, too, in Official Stories, one of the chapters, key chapters in there, talks about this, as Joan had mentioned earlier today on the program here, about the whole AIDS construct in a very brief and amazing way, and there's humor in it, which you think you could never find humor in that or relate it, but Liam finds a way, and it is something that I encourage everybody to read. You presented on it, Liam, a number of times, and of course the Health Freedom Expo, very well received on it, and there'll be much more as this thing grows.
Yeah, that's it's strange, but my family's involved with it, you know, so my uncle's an AIDS researcher, and I had to talk about that a little, and my grandfather, I don't know, he kind of helped invent the thing. I remember when I mean, he's passed on, he's in the other world looking, he's probably saying, okay, we made a lot of mistakes, you go correct them. So, but it's in there, it's in the book. I just have to talk about that.
Liam, how did you become so knowledgeable scientifically? I hadn't realized that your family was such an eminent family in the world.
Stand by, Joan. We'll try to answer that and correct some more mistakes after this break as we wrap up this week's version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But don't worry, Monday we kick it off with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Bitar, and I've got a PhD researcher I'm going to tell you about who we're going to talk about next. Stand by.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention! Information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Where in media around planet Earth are you going to get this kind of discussion, talking frankly about these issues that are censored in the old media? Well, it's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, right now with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, Joan Shenton, Positively False, the movie, and we've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. We got lots more healing to go this week, so if you miss anything, the archives are always there as well. And Joan, you were asking Liam about his background, how he knew what he knew. I just want to let you both know, I am a continually astonished by what's happening in academia. I have got an interview set up with a PhD MD researcher at Baylor University out of Houston and Dallas, and we're talking about epigenetics. We're talking about the environmental role in disease and in gene expression. And it is, I was just shocked this guy is still allowed to do what he's doing. So stuff is changing. Liam, I'm surprised sometimes when we see how bad it is at some of these research universities or at Harvard, Yale, etc.
Who are you speaking with?
This guy named Goyer, I believe it is, a PhD, Dr. Ajay Goel, epigenetics research, and he is the head of one of these research organizations, mainstream academia. It's shocking what he's able to reveal.
Well, it's great. I mean, because, you know, Darwinism has been dead for a long time, and everybody working in the field has known that. They've had to sort of politely, I don't know, excuse themselves from the Darwin table, but without really kicking it over. Some of them have tried to kick it over. Lynn Margulis more or less did, but she too couldn't quite come all the way around. Then there's Ted Steele. I think he's an Australian. His book is Lamarck's Signature, and that's really because the problem with Darwinism was that the environment has no effect on the organism. I mean, it was that things change accidentally. Therefore, you can do anything you want to the environment. Well, it doesn't make a lot of change accidentally. You know, there's a pervasive intelligence in the universe. There's a creative process going on in ourselves, and there's a massive there's a micro and a macroscopic organization that really defies our own ability to organize. I mean, we mirror it. It's better than us. What goes on in ourselves is far more advanced than what we can build, which should tell you something about the way the universe is structured. So these are huge questions. These are huge, massive philosophical questions, and they present wonderful opportunities, I think, for growth if we can handle it.
Well said.
Wow. I'm gobsmacked. But one of the things we mention in our film, which I didn't even know about, was that, you know, until the 30s, we thought we knew that we were in the galaxy of the Milky Way and there was nothing else. And then it only took a year to discover hundreds of millions of other galaxies in 1 year.
Wow.
With the new telescope, the Hubble.
Wow.
Yeah, the Hubble.
So what Liam's talking about, it sort of rang a bell. It was a bit similar.
Yeah, and by the way, the chapter in there, one of my favorites about Darwinism is dead, and people need to read that, understand that Darwinism is a religion as much as the anti-religionists of Darwin's time were trying to destroy.
Yeah, and it's not that the answer is in any kind of fundamentalism. It's that Darwinism was pitched against a particular model, which means it's a negative and it's an inversion of a model. It's saying your version of God is not true, but that you don't do science with survival of the fittest, and you can't make a cell out of that. So our science on our medicine has been based on the idea, number one, that we're some sort of cog and and beam machine like Descartes thought, you know, cog in a stick and like we're marionettes or something. Therefore, anything that lives inside of us should be killed because it's an infection. Therefore, you can give drugs like AZT, which, you know, I got to know Joan's work before ever even being able to write or email or speak with, which is a great pleasure. Joan, I saw her Meditel films from the 90s on AZT, or AZT, as they said over there, and the stuff on Glaxo Welcome. These were really, this is a level of journalism that you used to expect from very serious outfits that's still there, and I think a lot of that stuff has been put into the new movie, and probably a lot of outtakes, a lot of data that you weren't able to fit into the short time limits that you were able to get on the TV.
Well, listen, the thing is, AZT cause for concern, and I'm glad we did do a hell of a lot of work on that. And
yeah.
I'm glad to say that this journalist in the south of France said that she'd seen it, and she now wants to do a special on AZT. She, not just because she's seen that film, but she wants to do a special on it. And so I'm going to send her an email now and encourage her to look at things. But you see, what happened was, as Peter Duesberg said, they'll just give you less and less, and there's less and less poison. So less and less poison means you won't get so ill, and they can still justify the fact that it's useful.
Well, and they can actually claim that you're living longer because of the very drug that used to kill you fast.
Yeah,
now that it's
yeah.
less of it, it's killing you slower, and that's a success. Of course, not here, not now, not ever. We talk about the real way to heal. And Joan Shenton, you're an absolute sweetheart. We love you dearly.
Thank you. I've loved being on your show. Again, I'm very
yes.
honored.
You make me smile when I hear your voice. Yes, and Joan can be found. We've got PositivelyFalseMovie.com and all of the other links I have no time to say on the air. You can go to RobertScoutBell.com right now and just click the links. And you can also click the picture of official stories, and you'll be taken right to the place to get Liam's book. So please do so by next week. If you don't have it, I will find out where you live. I will come and get you. Okay?
Uh-oh.
So. Yes, right. Liam, thank you so much. Joan, thank you so much. We've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very little time to do it today, but also tomorrow, Advanced Medicine Monday, I hinted at, I've got a professor of epigenetics, and we're going to be talking about the real cause of inflammation and disease and how to undo it with botanicals, maybe even mention homeopathic medicine and energy healing. And we'll talk with Dr. Rashid Batar about other issues in that realm as well, and the fact that the new media is transforming the way people receive information and how they're empowered now to walk through life not in fear of phantom retroviruses or even phantom regular viruses. Very exciting time we're in. Joan's done a lot to get the word out. Liam has done a lot, and others that we acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, I want to remind you, because the Alive event that we had planned to be at in New York is no longer happening for us, we have a free online healing summit through Natural News Radio where you hear the Robert Scott Bell Show 5 additional days of the week. After Friday's show, 48 hours straight of free healing seminars from the likes of Nick Gonzalez, Mike Adams, Liam Sheff is going to participate in this. Oh my gosh, it's going to be awesome. Also John Rappaport, G. Edward Griffin. But in the meantime, just remember, this is the place to come for health, freedom, and liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.